I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Did I tell you guys about the most adorable thing I'm doing this weekend?
Oh, are you getting like a labubu?
Wait, I think it's not a labubu.
I think I saw you say that. Oh, yes, I saw your Insta story.
Oh my God, it's the cutest little thing that I'm doing this weekend, you guys. It's adorable. I have been invited. It's so cute. To a Georgia Tech tailgate.
You're so wrong.
It's
You're so,
so
rude.
Adorable, you guys. They're little itty bitty tailgates.
Hey, you hate them because you ain't them because you're not as smart as them and you would never be able to get into Georgia Tech.
No, I respect the school. I even respect their football team this year.
They beat Clemson.
They beat Clemson and the quarterback they have this year and their defense is good. I no problems there at all. But it was about 24 years ago when I first started this show that we had a producer on this show, Mark Owens. We called him Phil Turan at the time. When I got here, I came out from California where college football just took a back seat to professional, right? The only thing we had out there was UCLA and USC, right? And I have gone to that game before and I saw that tailgate. And when I got to the South, Mark would tell me like, oh man, you haven't seen tailgating. I'm like, what do you mean I haven't seen tailgating? UCLA, USC is a huge deal. He's like, come with me. So I decided at that time because I realized that you can't be both. You cannot be a Georgia Tech fan and you cannot be a Georgia fan at the same time. No, can't happen. So I'm like, at least let me sample the two so I can pick a side, right? So I go to the Georgia Tech game first. I forget even who they were playing, but it was nice. It was cool. It was Georgia Tech. You know, there were people all around the stadium and they were having their nice little tailgates. Everything was nice and clean. Everything was, you know, it wasn't really loud and it was fun. You know what? I was walking by some people and they were giving me beers and stuff like that. I'm like, this is nice. Really nice.
Everything's very ergonomically centralized. They're all engineers. They got their protractors out.
For sure.
They're
right?
Like, this is the perfect angle to funnel your beer at.
It wasn't bad. It seemed fine. And I left the thing going, come on, man, you can't compare that to UCLA, USC. And then I went to a Georgia game. And at that point, as soon as the car pulled up and we were miles away from the stadium and there were people tailgating and it was rowdy and it was loud and there were people like chugging beers. And I'm like, I don't need to know anything else. This is my team. All right. So I haven't gone back to a Georgia Tech tailgate in 23 years.
It's been over 2 decades?
Yeah, if I'm going to go to a game on a Saturday and it's here, I'm going up to Athens and I'm going to go tailgate there. But I have a friend that lives in Pennsylvania and I've known him for such a long time. His son is the starting quarterback at Temple and is going to be playing against Georgia Tech.
That's exciting.
And he's coming into town this weekend and he's like, hey, we're having a tailgate. I'm like, Temple people are having a tailgate at Georgia Tech? This sounds rowdy. But at least I'll go.
Yeah.
So it's going to be my first time back. You know what I think the problem is also? Is that there's just not as much space around that Georgia Tech campus and that stadium as there is in Athens.
Well, yeah, this is downtown. It's Midtown Atlanta, downtown Atlanta.
And there's also a different mentality. It's a different mentality with Georgia and Georgia Tech, man.
Mm-hmm. There is. And there is something about, I feel like, too, with the SEC. It's, but again, it's just depending on, like, the party level of the school, that's going to dictate the party level of your tailgate.
That is for sure. Have you gone to a Georgia Tech tailgate yet?
No. Why would I go to a Georgia Tech tailgate when I went to the University of Florida and that is like the mecca of tailgating? Yeah. Anything that's not the SEC, to me, honestly, has just been a letdown. Even NFL teams I've gone to, I'm like, nobody does it quite like the South. However, I did go to an Ohio State tailgate.
Oh, I bet that's wild, yeah.
And they were playing somebody big. I think they were playing Michigan. And that
that was intense.
Well, they got nothing else to do up in Ohio.
Right. Like, that was massive. That was a huge tailgate.
I went to a Penn State game also, and I'll say that campus gets crazy also, man. That is really, really fun. But if you're making a list of best tailgates in the country, Georgia Tech's not going to make that list. They got a lot of stuff going for them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more important stuff for them going for them. But it's going to be the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It's going to be so fun, so wholesome.
All right, what do you got for scream therapy?
All right, listen, I did this in my car the other day, posted it. I got good feedback. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take it out of my car and out of my Instagram stories, and I'm going to put it on the air. I have done this before. This is not new for me. I have been doing this for years, and I'm not the I'm not the person that started it. And that is letting out a massive scream to release every bit of tension and anxiety that is riddling your body.
This really works. And where do you do this when you do it?
I did it in my car in my driveway.
Okay.
I wanted to do it in my car in the station parking lot, but I'm like, I don't want to get the cops called on me because people think I'm having a minty bee. So I'm like, I'm just going to wait until I get into the into the comforts of my driveway and nobody was home and it was going to be fine.
Didn't your Ring camera pick one of these up one day?
Yes. I was having a day and I walked outside, and of course my Ring camera, as soon as I walked outside, grabbed it. And I got into my car and I just had this massive scream, and then I just got out and I walked back into the house, and it's a cathartic release. And I feel like a lot of us could just use a little cathartic release because we're literally on the edge and we are about to get pushed off.
I do think, though, and I wonder this often, that if we're living in a vacuum because we have to be on top of the news and we have to absorb this, that most people live their lives not with this kind of frustration, but they have frustrations in their own life that might have to do with their kids' teachers or whatever, right? But not the stuff that we have to look at every single day and absorb because we do this job.
And that just compounded it. My scream had nothing to do with any of it. It was all personal stuff. So if you right now need to scream, let's do this.
Do you need to scream? Because I need to scream. I'm in the comforts of my car. I'm going to give you a chance to go somewhere quiet, bathroom, outside, wherever. Just put your thumb on the screen, pause it, find your place, and then we'll all just do like a nice cleansing scream together, because I think we can all use it. All right, everybody's where they need to be. I'm gonna take a big breath in, and then we're just gonna release. All right, so 1, 2, 3. So good.
You really went for it.
Girl, I got a little bit dizzy. I had to hold on to the steering wheel a little bit. But when I say it, it's because everything, I could just feel it inside my body. Mm. And it was suffocating me. It was choking me. It was suffocating me. And I'm like, this has to get out. And when I did that, I was like walking on air.
For how long did that last for you?
For the rest of the day.
It did.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. For the rest of the day. 10 out of 10 recommend. I feel like if you get to a point where you're having to do this every day and multiple times a day, I have a great therapist. Her name is Susan Rudnicki. You should hit her up. Probably need to do that as well. But yeah, if I just, you know, the scream therapy, it hits, man. It hits.
You and I just have two different ways of handling it. You scream out loud.
Yeah.
And I take a gummy in silence.
Well, you know what?
That sounds more fun.
I do both.
Scream, then gummy.
Yes.
All right, Kristen does raise an interesting point, and I said this earlier this morning also. I think there are times where you have to seek beauty out. You really do. We are living in a time right now that is so divisive, and it can be very stressful, that sometimes you gotta seek it out. And when we're talking about beauty, sometimes we think about landscapes, go to the Chattahoochee or whatever, and you can kind of chill out there. But take that out of it. You can also find beauty in events like we have tonight, noon tonight.
Yeah.
I assure you, this is the least divisive place in the country tonight.
Yes. If screaming's not your thing, you'd rather have an injection of joy and just pure happiness and all the feel goods. Come to Avalon tonight. We're going to be there on the boulevard in Alpharetta at Avalon with our Burt's Big Adventure kids. These are our kids with chronic and terminal illness that we take to Disney every year. They're going to be out there strutting their stuff in this fashion show. So these are all going to be retailers that you can find at Avalon. They are going to be showcasing their fall attire. And most importantly, the kids, man, they get to feel like rock stars. So often they feel like they're on the outside looking in, but this time they get to be the stars and they're going to be strutting their stuff. And we want you to come out and cheer them on.
No arguing tonight. No divisiveness tonight. Nothing but beauty here. And you can buy your tickets there. Avalon tonight, noon tonight.
Get it. The Burt Show.